Hello, K-drama lovers. You are listening to Destined to Be an Autumn's Concerto. I'm Marcia.
And I'm Risa.
And welcome to our podcast as we talk about today's Korean drama entitled Devil Judge. When Kang Yo-han put on his judicial robe, his mandate was to serve and protect. Bent on punishing corrupt and greedy people with his own brand of justice, he established a televised reality show where the netizens have the power to brandish punishment. Is he truly the devil or just a fallen angel?
Whoa! I like that one.
Yeah.
Why did you pick this drama for me?
OMG.
Tell the whole story of how this got chosen for me.
Okay, I really feel like you chose, if I'm correct, did you choose this for me? And then I said, oh no, this is a Risa drama.
You said, basically, I picked Devil Judge for you.
You
defense.
Did.
And you said, I'm throwing that back at you.
Because I'm like, this is a Risa drama if I ever saw it. And it was true.
No, it's not true. I still hold that this is an anti-Marcy drama more than a Risa drama.
Seriously.
Of course.
The Devil Judge?
Did you see the drama? This is your drama level.
No, but the cop, the lawyer business, the killing business, it's not none of my business.
I don't own, okay.
Yes, you've got to own it.
No, I don't.
You kind of own that life.
No, I don't own that life. I don't own that life. And also, the amount of times you've picked cop shows is a lot. You've picked up more than twice. You've told me to watch cop shows. Twice. You've told me to watch cop shows way more than two times. You've told me to watch cop shows way more than two times.
On this podcast?
Yes, and you What's like the other cop
one?
Shows.
What's the other one?
In the past, we had a lot of time. In the past, we didn't just each choose and then the other person had to relent. In the past, we both had to agree.
So what was the other one?
Okay, Watcher.
That was not me!
Yes, you both had to agree on that.
You chose Watcher!
Mouse, you chose, and you...
I chose Mouse.
Yes.
I did.
That's still three now.
I didn't choose Watcher, though.
You technically chose Watcher.
No. You told me,
okay,
watch Watcher.
And then you said you liked it.
And then I said, oh, I kind of liked
yes,
it. But you told me to watch it. I didn't just watch it.
You've told me to watch multiple cop shows.
I think that's a lie. I don't believe
And this
true.
Is less a cop show. This is not a really cop show.
It was a judge show, I guess.
This is like a propaganda, dystopian, other, like, what if the world was like this show?
Yeah, I think, okay, maybe, can we split it half and half?
Of course we can split it half and
okay,
half,
we can
but
split
don't
it
claim,
half and half.
Don't say it's
I really
Risa.
Felt that it is a very more a Risa show than it is a Marcy show. Like, I like melodrama, but... Different kind
this
of melodrama.
This is crazy. This was a lot of drama.
This was next level drama, but not.
This
yeah.
was next level drama.
It was next. I still think it is a Risa show.
Okay,
that's why I
you know
throw
what?
It back
you know
at
what?
You.
You know what I will say? I
grimy characters.
Okay. Also, I don't know what you're saying about Risa. What you're saying? Grimy characters.
These are the types of shows. This whole season has been about picks that we would choose for each other that each other would like.
I chose this show for you.
Sorry, K-drama listeners. We're having a bit of a debate right now. But you chose it for me, and then I had to bounce it back.
Yes.
Because I said, as I watched it, I said, no.
Okay, and when
this
you,
is
when
truly
you
a Risa
it,
show.
Okay.
And you had to admit it.
When you bounced it back to
Risa!
Me,
you had to admit it!
Let me say what I have to say.
Okay.
When you bounced it back to me, it was like episode, what, three, four?
No. Nope.
Yes, it was early because I told you to watch this after I watched episode 2. It was fairly early on.
Okay, okay.
At that time, this was still a Team Marcy show. When it got Risa is when I found out that it was all like he had this whole big plan underhanded there, which is really like halfway through the drama. So I think it was an Auntie Marcy drama and then morphed into a Risa drama.
I disagree. I think it was a Risa drama from the jump.
Not when you don't know what's going on. This is the Auntie Marcy drama from the
beginning. I didn't know what was going on, but I knew it was a Risa drama. How about that? I just said, this is a Risa drama. This is why it got the bounce back. Boom. Boom. Defense. It got the defense. It got the bounce back because I'm like, yeah, no, this is so you.
You blocked it. You blocked
it. I blocked it because I'm just like, no, Risa, this is definitely a Risa show. This is a Risa show that you would make me watch. And yes, it's good. You choose good shows. You have good taste, right? You choose really good shows. I don't deny that. I have chose some really interesting, weird ones sometimes. But you choose, for the most part, you chose the better shows most of the time, right? Hands down. But this one right here, I have to just say, this was a Risa. This was a Risa show. I had to bounce it back.
Okay, you bounce it back. It did end up being a Risa show.
Okay.
But when I sent it to you, it was a year show.
When we get to the top 10 at the end of this podcast.
What are you trying to say?
Okay. When we get to the 10 and we see the shows you pick for me.
Yeah.
And the shows I pick for you. Then we'll really decide. Or it'll be so very clear.
What are you? Because we already did our pick. So what are you trying to say?
I didn't know.
But what are you trying to say that? If I rank this high, then it's a Risa drama?
No, I'm not saying that. Okay, what are you trying to say? What I'm trying to say is that I chose 5 dramas that I thought were Risa dramas. You chose many dramas that you thought were Marcy. A lot of them I kiboshed, but you thought 5. You thought 5 dramas.
You kiboshed a lot.
I did. 5 dramas that you thought that I would like. So at the end, when we do our top 10, not only should we rank them, but we should be reminded of, was it a Marcy pick or was it a Risa pick? Because then we'll really see what you're trying to say. Marcy drama from a Risa drama.
Okay, so what you're trying to say is that if it isn't my top 5, you're saying it's a Risa drama?
No, that's not what I mean. That's not what I mean. Okay. Just the gambit of the shows that fall under me have a specific je ne sais quoi. The shows picked for you also have a certain je ne sais quoi. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know what type of message this is saying. I will have to agree. A lot of the dramas that I picked have a certain darkness to it, a certain griminess to it that is very concerning and revealing to myself and what I'm drawn to in the cinema I watch.
Yes.
Okay.
This is not the time for reflection. That's part 2 deep dive. This is for part 3 personal
dive. I'm still holding on to it. I do think it turned into a recent drama, but in the beginning, this was nuts.
Let's talk about the show. Shall we talk about
the
show?
So I'm going to tell you my pick.
Why I chose it for you.
Yes.
How did you feel that this pick was for you?
Okay, so it's hard because I initially picked this for you. So I did like the show, what I was watching, but it took me a while. I thought the show was fascinating, which is a Risa word. The world it was showing, like the super rich, extreme poor, and the message of what everyone has to say in the sentencing of a crime, how that would look in the society in the world. And if I'm honest, this is why I didn't want to say it was on my show, because I had to rewatch episodes 1 and 2. To get into it, because a lot of what was happening, it was so over the top that I was like, what's going on? A lot of time I was like, what's going on? And I have to say, I was watching it distracted. Like, I wasn't paying attention. So a lot of things I missed in the setup of episode 1 and 2. And then I didn't realize that it was
important. I had to rewatch the first couple.
It was important.
There was a lot of things that were happening.
And I wasn't paying, sometimes in the beginning, I don't pay attention to all the dialogue, but it was important to pay attention to what the dialogue. So I was like, why are these people in this building? Like, what's going on? I didn't understand that this is dystopian until I think I got to end of episode 1 or 2, that I realized that, oh, wait, people are voting? Like, I didn't understand. I didn't understand this charity background, how this was building up to be. Like, I didn't understand a lot.
Yeah.
And then when I got to episode, I think, end of two or three, I got more clarity. And then I said, I think I have to go back. And I went back. And then I was like, Oh, that's why it's happening. And then I was like, yeah, this is anti-Marxistic. But I enjoyed it. Like, once I figured out what it was saying, what it was doing, what it was talking about, what the point of the show was, what is this show about, I started to enjoy it more.
Yeah.
I found that the lead was very unreliable. I had a hard time. Like, there's some shows you watch that I'm like, what does this say about me? Because I'm watching it, and I was like, I started to be on board for his form of justice. Wait, what is this saying about me that I'm on board for him? I was starting to, like, trust his words. Like, when he got confronted, the way he was able to turn the story, like, to twist it,
I was
falling for it, and I got really concerned because I was like, he's right. That makes sense. I believe him. Towards the end, it got really dangerous to keep believing him.
Yeah.
And I thought, because he was playing so many sides, I didn't know what side was actually his, what he was actually doing. His actions didn't reflect sometimes what he thought or what he really meant to be. So he was so unreliable that I was just so fascinated with him. And I felt like I was kind of like the Gang-eun character where he's like, he believed in him. He started to believe in him. Like, the fact he started living with him was weird. But he started living with him, saw his life, and was trying to understand him. And maybe because he kept trying to understand him, he got a soft spot for him. But then some other people who he trusted were like, you shouldn't trust him. Like, so I felt like I was the other judge on that jury. And I was like,
I think the way they framed the whole it was so that not only in the show, it was the netizens who had the judge, but as viewers, we also were judging what was happening. And that's the way they kind of set the show.
Yeah,
up,
they did a really good job because it immersed you as a viewer into like what was happening, what was the feeling, because the way he presented even the cases, it was like to like the group. Yeah. And because, like, he was there, he was talking to everyone in was it just Seoul? I can't remember if it was just the area. Or if it was all of Korea.
Sure. I'm not sure.
But he was addressing people who he couldn't see. So, in essence, it was like he was still addressing you, too.
Yeah.
As a viewer. So, it's like, you didn't have a button to press, but it's like you had a vote. I pressed a button. What, an invisible button?
Invisible button. I agree.
But it felt like that. So, therefore... when he spoke or he did his, his judgment and he presented the evidence and whatnot, it felt like I was also a part of judging what was going on. And then as you see the behind the scenes, I started to question him a lot. But in the back of my head, I'm like, no, he wouldn't do that. But I'm like, I don't know this man. Why am I thinking he wouldn't do this? Like, it's one of my questions I have later, but it's like, what? I didn't trust him. And I found it interesting that I was watching a show where I didn't trust the main protagonist. I didn't know if what he was doing was genuine. I didn't know what he felt. And how he acted was totally different. Like, certain scenes I saw before you found out, like, his nature, the truth, and kind of what happened. And even the truth I saw, I'm like, was that the truth? Or well, did someone get paid?
The whole show about a judge show, we were judging him from the very beginning. It was very interesting. It was very poignant. But let's hear what some other people had to say.
Wait, didn't you say how what you thought of it?
I loved it. What did I think of the drama?
Okay, so this is another thing. I loved it. Whose drama is it?
It's your drama. I loved it. It was weird. It took me, like... to get into it at first, I didn't really understand, like you said, what was really going on. But once I got into it and I started to see the character development and what was happening, it blossomed and it got more and more interesting. And then it got to a point where I was rewatching episodes. I was watching without subs because I wanted to know what was going to happen next. Same. I was like, this is really interesting, you know? I do find that the main storyline was, in fact, my favorites, and the other other judges were not as interesting to me, but
honestly, you know,
they weren't as interesting.
You know what's funny about the other judges?
Yeah,
it was again, it was interesting when one judge was like dangled power in front of his face. It was like he wasn't like leaping towards, and the other one was like, oh, you can make me substantial. Like the transformation of the girl, one of his co-judges, was fascinating to me. Started off idolizing him. You know, he basically was just like, all right, whatever. And then what happened is because of how the fame or the, you know, the prestige they had with this show, and because she was on this show, you started to see kind of her character change. And the reason why she became a judge, the reason why all of them became judges was, you know, when fame and power was dangled in their face, how they changed, how the judges, like the cases connected to the most powerful figures in Korea.
Yeah.
You know, all the way up to the present. Can I tell you, when I first saw the president, I didn't understand that he was the president until I actually had to see him in the Blue House. And I go, oh, he is the president. I thought it was
he
a president
not,
of a
he
company.
He did not seem like a president
He did not all. Seem like a president at all.
Yeah.
It was very interesting. Like, the use of propaganda, vigilante. I thought it was, like, a dark hero. I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. But that's funny. Yeah, we should hear from other people.
We should. I have a comment here from someone by the name of Kathleen. Devil Judge is a master priest. Ji Sung totally nailed it as Kang Yohan. I wish there would be a season 2. I've been watching Dr. John, Familiar Wife, Defendant, Kill Me, Heal Me. Definitely.
She's a fan.
Yeah, definitely deserve another award for Devil Judge. Really love your performance as Jung Sun-ah in The Devil Judge. Perhaps you were the reason why I binge-watched these dramas glued to the screen.
Absolutely the reason, lady.
It seems as if this role was written just for you. I can't envision anyone else who would pull off this role like you. The vibe and the expressions you gave were perfect for this role. Bravo.
Okay, so I have a comment from a Daisy. One of the best dramas in 2021. Great storyline and plot twists. Amazing messages for the story. Bravo to the acting skills of Ji Sung. I was captivated by the performance of Ji Sung as the character of Kang Yohan and mesmerized by the fabulous Kim Mi-young portrayal as Jung Sun-ah. The cinematography of the series is beyond beautiful. Must watch. I wish Ji Sung will win some awards for this series.
Wow. Yeah, I thought he did a great job. I've seen all those dramas that she mentioned.
I've seen most of them too.
And he's a really great character actor.
You know, also, I find that he... Okay, so my first introduction to him was Kill Me, Heal Me.
I was like, what is this?
This man played, what, 5 different characters?
Yes.
And gave distinct personalities.
For each one.
For each one of them.
Yeah.
I find that he likes to do shows where he's like...
Weird,
but also like, I get to play multiple roles. Like, I'm surprised there wasn't a twin in this one.
Yeah.
Right? I've seen most of those dramas, those shows. A lot of the times she mentioned one that the acting was good. I hated the concept of it, which is Familiar Wife.
Me too.
That one was a disturbing concept of this man choosing just to leave his family.
Yeah.
Because he had a child.
Yeah.
To ban it, to go back and have this alternate life or living this alternate life. So it was great acting. I watched it, but at the same time, it took me a while to finish watching because I was so disturbed by that concept and that idea. But yeah, he does. He plays a lot of great characters. He's a great actor. I think this is an overlooked show.
Probably.
I feel like this show came out.
There was a lot of good shows coming.
There was a lot of good shows in 2021.
Really good.
Really good shows. I do think this one got missed, though. It should have been... Hopefully it was nominated. I can't remember.
You know what I find? I find a lot of his shows are a little bit low-key in terms of billing and stuff like that. And
wasn't this one this is a TVN drama.
No, I know. But still, like, I find, like, he's not as, like, mainstream as, like, some of the other actors with... They will just flock to him because, oh, he's an idol star or a flock to him. You know what I mean? They just watch it just because whether it's good or not or whatever.
I see what you mean. I see what you mean.
It's kind of like he's very skilled. He's very talented, but he's not, I don't know.
But also,
as popular? I don't know.
I feel like he's popular.
Yeah, but I mean,
Kill Me, Heal Me is like an older show that people know and watch and remember.
Yeah.
He played five different roles.
I know he played five different roles. I watched that show.
Orphan Black. Have you seen the Canadian drama where he played like five different roles?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what he's doing. I know, I personally think that it's his choices. I don't think
I've seen all these shows. Dr. John. I've seen
I never finished watching Dr. John.
Kill Me, Heal Me.
I'm sure it was well acted.
Actually, I didn't see Defendant. I don't know. I never saw
Defendant? I don't remember seeing Defendant.
Yeah.
I seen Kill Me, Heal Me, Familiar Wife. I think those are the only two I have seen of his.
Yeah. So
I didn't watch Dr. John.
I did.
Did you enjoy Dr. John?
No, but I just like him as an actor.
That's what I'm getting at. I think
like,
that
a
he's
lot of
picking,
his roles are just interesting choices.
Choices that he's picking. I feel like he's just picking the roles for craft. Like he's
Think so. He's very crafty.
He's like, I love what I could do with this pick.
Yeah.
He's not trying to pick like, I think this is actually going to be great for the public would like this.
Yeah.
He's like personally going, I think this role is interesting. Yeah. I'm going to pick it.
Familiar
Wife
story.
That's a hard show to take. I feel like the majority of our audience, of a K-drama audience is women and who might be married. And that concept of Familiar Wife, you know, this is what I'm saying. I'm like, that concept of Familiar Wife is hard to take. I'm
like, if they had Familiar Husband, some people might have liked that too.
Familiar Husbands would have been
like, oh, I'm not going back.
Familiar Husbands.
I have another choice.
Familiar Husbands would have been a better, like, that would have been more popular, I personally think.
Yeah.
I found that Familiar Wives was like, you lost a lot of your audience after this man chose to go back and live a life with, are you kidding me? That's messed up. That was messed up. It was well acted. Like, I watched that one.
Yeah.
But at the same time, at the back of my head, I kept going, this is a messed up
concept. I watched it, but I did find it disturbing.
So I feel like he's not picking shows with a mindset of like, this is going to be popular. People are going to like this. He's thinking that he's going, this is an interesting character to play.
Definitely.
I don't think he cares about the audience at all.
Well, let's see what somebody else has to say.
Okay.
Brandy, I have a message from. And she says, one of my favorite actors. So versatile. So true. Fun. He makes the characters addicting. His facial features are striking. I just finished watching Devil Judge and was not finished with the kind of character hidden in dark depths he portrayed or his acting.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait for Adams.
A new show?
Perhaps. New to me.
I know what she's talking about. I didn't know that's how you pronounce it. Continue.
Okay. I've watched everything available but didn't realize who it was. I have to rewatch. Is that an older show? Or?
It's a new one. I saw that it was on the list. There's a movie or a show he signed up for.
Uh-huh.
But it's like an A word, but I didn't know how you pronounced it. So when you said it, I was like, what? I must have misread it with the A at the end. I don't know how I was pronouncing it, but not that way.
Okay.
Okay, I have a comment from a Kayu. Mm-hmm. Amazing performance from all actors, especially the two main male leads, Ji-sung and Gina Young. Set up. In a dystopian world, the two male leads give you a two colliding perspective in life. Uh-huh. Unique. Sorry, that was a ha moment. Uh-huh. I was like, yeah. Okay. Unique storylines and the plot takes you to a lot of twists and turns. Superb acting. My emotions played all the time. Great cinematography too. Highly recommended.
I have one more comment, and that's by somebody that goes by Silver Kiss. She's an excellent actress. I just finished watching Devil Judge. I wish she gets a nomination or an award for her performance here. She is very pretty as well. She looks like she's in her 20s. Wishing her all the best in her future projects. And that was about...
Kim Min Young, assuming.
Yes.
Okay, so Laura is my person I have my last comment from. This is a masterpiece K-drama. So many plot twists. Very interesting. Symbolism, the way real society is portrayed in an imaginary situation is incredible. Each character has his or her own story. So many hypocrites, devils in society, male leads with two different personalities, but how they become so close, like immediate families. They loved it.
Ah, amazing. So did you find out any interesting facts about the actors?
First, what? Who do you think this is? It's never going to end. How are you not ready for this yet?
Because I mentally just
block it out.
Block it out.
Who do you recognize? You should recognize a good, at least all four of the mains.
The main word there is should. Okay, let's see how I do now.
Okay. The main lead. We've already talked about the show.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so now the other three. The one who plays Jung Suna, Kim Min Jung. Who do you recognize? Where do you recognize her from? You actually told me about this, and I didn't realize it was her.
You
remember. Watched her in another drama that I found she was in that I never
watched.
Can you
show me her face? Who are you talking about?
This one.
Oh. Oh. She was in Mr. Sunshine.
Yeah, she was. But you, I
and something else.
What do you know her from, like, old? Like, what, back in the days when we started watching K-dramas? You told me it was her. I didn't know it was her.
I can't remember.
The actor who was being protected by a bodyguard who's a secret agent, man to man.
Oh, man to man. Right. Her eyes.
Yes. You told me that. You forgot.
I forgot about that.
Okay. And then what about Jin Young?
Oh, I can never forget him. He was in that drama.
I laugh because I know what she's talking about.
With that psychopath brother. Psychometric.
Yes. Psychometric.
I remember that for not.
I can't even remember the name. That was pretty
good. Because I never need to see that anymore.
What else do you remember him from?
I'm sure he's in other things, but I don't know. Was he in Weightlifting Fairy?
No. He's in Yumi Cell.
I don't remember him from that.
He was Bobby in Yumi Cell. We've talked about him too.
Yeah, that was a while. I don't
remember. Okay, and what about, you have to know her. I talk about her a little.
She was in a show I watched recently where she was playing an art dealer. Dali and the Cocky Prince. She's in something else, but I can't think of it right now.
She was also. She was in. Oh, we just talked about it a while ago. It's okay not to be okay. She was the nurse.
Oh, right. She was. I forgot about that.
It's okay to not be okay.
It's okay to not be okay. Wow.
But yeah, those are the four I just assumed that you should recognize.
Please
just
some don't
other
ask
characters.
This is
the last show of the season.
Gosh.
You're good. You're safe. You should recognize a few other people, but I'll save you.
Bless you. You're so kind.
Okay.
So kind. Okay, so I've got some interesting facts about Jisung, who plays Kang Yohan, the devil
judge. You said the devil. You gotta please judge. Add judge after.
His real name is actually Kwak Tae Jung, and he's
I didn't know that.
And he has a stage name. His manager changed his name to Ji Sung.
Is he named after someone? Oh, but you said his manager
when he made his acting debut, they changed his name. Mm. So that was kind of cool. And he wanted to be a baseball player. Would have been one of the other things he did if he didn't turn to acting.
That's fun.
Also, he is widely regarded as his breakthrough drama in 2003.
What is widely regarded as it?
All In. It's widely regarded as his, I don't have my glasses on, as his breakthrough drama in 2003. And it's an action romance drama series set in the competitive world of gambling. I actually haven't seen this.
I should see All In. That sounds interesting. I love gambling shows.
Today, he is regarded as one of the top Korean actors capable of playing a variety of roles.
Oh, yes.
In genres ranging from rom-com to drama, thriller, medical, or legal. And also, I have a lot of facts, but here's another one. He's very influenced by Hollywood, and one of his favorite films is like Rain Man, directed by Barry Levinson.
You see, that makes so much
sense, right?
Dustin Hoffman is who you're looking up to. That's why you're picking your role.
Yeah, Dustin Hoffman. He also likes Tom Cruise. Yeah, well, they're talking about the film. They're talking about the film that he likes, Rain Man. Okay. Yeah, and he really likes the craft, this is the exact words that they use, which is what you said, of how he immersed himself into the world of acting, playing this savant who had Down syndrome. He said it left him speechless, his performance. He studied theater and film at Hanyang University.
Who told me this? Was it Dustin Hoffman? I feel like he was maybe on the Graham Norton show about Rain Man.
Yeah.
Or was it Tom Cruise who mentioned this story? But apparently, there's a scene where they're in a phone booth. And I guess Tom Cruise is on the phone and his brother's there. And I think he's supposed to, I think Dustin Hoffman's supposed to have like passed gas inside the phone booth. He wasn't really supposed to pass gas.
Yeah.
But he did.
Yeah.
So a genuine response from Tom Cruise was like, did you just pass gas in the phone booth? And he's still a character. Dustin Hoffman's still a character. And he's like, yeah, I passed gas. And then I think initially he tried to a phone booth. You know how small that is.
Yeah.
I think he honestly was genuinely trying to get out. And he's like, oh. And they kept that shot in the film. So that's what you see in the film. Tom Cruise's response.
That's
and
hilarious.
Genuinely asking him, did you just pass gas in here? And Dustin Hoffman just staying in character.
Wow. That's great.
So it's a... I can't remember where I got that fun fact, but I've never forgotten it. Also, have never seen Rain Man, but I remember that story.
Rain Man is great. It's really great.
I've never remember that story. There was a time in Tom Cruise's life where he started in a lot of like really critically acclaimed shows.
Yeah.
Or movies, I should say.
Yeah.
And then he switched all the way to action.
Yeah.
But everyone loves Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Or what's the other one he did? No? The reason why he did.
He's a big box office hit.
He is like A Few Good Men. He's great. Like You Can't Handle the Truth.
Yeah.
I Want the Truth. You Can't Handle the Truth. That's a classic scene. Jerry Maguire, Show Me the Money. Like those are classic scenes.
Yeah. He's,
you Had Me at Hello.
He's another classic. Jerry Maguire.
But those are scenes and movies that he's been in that are classic quotes from that people know.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So have you found any interesting facts?
About the show. So apparently a 48 chapter webtoon adaptation was serialized based on this drama after it started airing. And the show was actually written by a former judge.
Wow.
That was the most fascinating fact.
That's very
interesting. I found out about this show.
That's very interesting.
Because when you think about it, like, because it's based on that's genius.
Yeah.
And first of all, the fact that the judge was a really good writer... Kudos to him.
Yeah.
Or her. Yeah. I don't know who it was.
Yeah. That's really cool.
But isn't that funny? That's really amazing.
Great. That's really great.
This is good writing.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? A judge already found another job.
Creativity. Yeah.
Like you took your profession and turned it into this serialized version of a dystopian world where you created and said, what if?
Yeah.
And then created around the what if.
Yeah.
Using your background as a judge. Maybe it's something he's always wanted.
Really cool.
Maybe just like, I wish, from what I saw, I wish it was like the society could pick or, you know, do the judgment on these cases. And then it clicked in his head and it became a drama.
Yep.
But that was fun. Did you find out any other information on Ji-sung? Because I found out some information.
You can go ahead. I have a few things, but you can carry on.
On Kim Min-jung.
Okay.
She played Jung Sona. So she actually made her acting debut in 1988 at 6 years old. And then she starred in numerous television dramas as one of the most in-demand and praised child actresses of her generation.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's all I got for her, though.
Okay. I found some information about her as well. I found out that she majored in theater and film. She was featured in the NBC Best Theater. Also, she's known as a child talent. And she continuously starred in many television shows and drama. And it came as no surprise that she became the most popular child actress at that time. Also, she's won various awards in her career. Most noticeably, the KBS Drama Awards for Best Young Actress in 1998. And the NBC Drama Award for Best New Actress in 2004.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, the other person I got information on, I didn't get as much information on as many people, but it was, I don't know, I got on both the women, Park Gyu-hyung, she played the detective Yoon Sun-hyun, and she's a rising star, I won't call her. She began training to become an actor in 2015 and made her acting debut in Jo Kwang's music video. So he's a member of 2AM, that group.
Yeah.
Crosswalk in 2016. And she starred in 7 music videos. And I was very surprised when I looked up her like her filmography of, you know, how many dramas I had seen her in before, you know, 2020. It was like a moment of me like, I didn't know she was in that, and how could
that's
she have
like
been
how
in
I
that?
Am every time.
Yeah, and podcast. I was like, oh, I'm starting to understand when Tamara feels a bit where she's like, I can't remember this person. But she was in Rain or Shine. I don't know if you ever watched that one. Actually, no. I feel like you didn't finish watching it.
I didn't see Rain or Shine. Forget. That doesn't even sound familiar.
I'm going to describe it a bit.
Okay.
There's two names, but I think Raina.
Is there another name?
Yeah, I can't remember. Something about lovers? I think I'm making that up. Two lovers, or am I making that up? Anyways, but it's about, there was a shopping mall that collapsed.
Oh, I started watching that.
See, yeah, you never finished it. We've had this. Every time I say Rain or Shine, you go, never seen that before in my life. That's what you always say to me.
Yeah.
Okay. She's in Third Charm. Did you ever watch that one?
No. I think I started, but I didn't.
It has the lead from Watcher in it. Oh, and I don't want to name the show, but it's the one about the robot or AI character that gets hit by a car. Okay. Anyways.
We've agreed to no more robot love.
I know, but there was a robot love one. We did watch before we cut out that genre entirely. The fact that it's a genre.
It never works out.
It doesn't make sense. She was in Suspicious Partner. I don't remember her at all.
I don't remember her at all.
She was in Fight for My Life. No, Fight for My Way. The Fight one where, My the, Way? Where he's a boxer, a mixed martial artist. And it has Park Seo Joon in it. Oh, okay. Anyway, she's in that. Queen of Mystery 2. I'm listening to ones that we've talked about. That we've seen.
I never saw Queen of Mystery 2.
You didn't watch the second one?
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
You said anyways, it wasn't as good as the first one.
It was that one case in the first one that really took the cake, where she figured out the crime and no one else knew.
Yeah.
but I did watch her in Sweet Home, and Dally and the Cocky Prince, we just talked about it, and of course, It's Okay Not to Be Okay. But yeah, I was very shocked. I had no clue that she was in all these other shows.
You know what? Okay, I'm about to say something, and I know you're going to say something, but some people have faces.
Don't tell me you're lying again.
They're chameleons. Like, they can totally transform. And I honestly, a lot of the times, to me, if they change your hair color, they sweep it to one side. And I'm just like, who is that? I have no idea who that is. Like, I'm sorry. I have no idea. Like, it sounds really bad, but I just don't recognize them.
No, the best line was, if they sweep it to one side.
Sometimes I have no idea who that is. I don't know who that is. I think it might be. But I'm usually wrong. It's usually somebody else. They look similar to me. I don't know. I just don't know.
If they sweep it to one side, that needs to be.
And change the hair color.
Oh, no.
And change the hair color.
Oh, the hair color has to be changed
and
swept
it to the
and swept to one side. Okay.
Yeah. Or if they put all the bangs in the front, and then I'm used to seeing them with bangs.
I can't.
And then they have no bangs anymore. Oh, forget it. I can't.
You're describing face blindness.
I can't. I don't see.
Remember the show we watched?
I'm not talking about no face blindness. I do not have face blindness. I'm not subscribing to that.
That show that we watched where he couldn't remember her, only saw her in the sweater, like could only recognize her she wore a sweater.
I'm not that bad.
You just said if they swept it to one side, you wouldn't recognize.
I recognize that they have a face. I just don't recognize that the face is that person.
I'm thankful that I don't have face blindness. I feel like you're fighting your face blindness.
I do not have face blindness.
Some people.
I do not have
if
face
they
blindness.
Okay, I will say that I agree with you that there are some people whose faces
are more
do change.
Stick in your mind, or they just
do. I recognize them still? Yes! I know this guy. There's an actor. He was in the movie All the Boys I Loved Before. I've seen him, like, in pictures, like, I want to say 5 different pictures, and every time I saw him, every picture, he looks different. I don't know if it's the lighting, but I know it's him.
But there are some actors that I see, and instinctively, maybe I've seen them in more things, or maybe I've just paid attention when I was watching that drama, that I recognize their face right away.
There you go. They have a distinct face.
They have a distinct face. And I was like, oh, I know. I remember them from this or that.
But then, of course, as you said, there are some people
that are chameleons.
They change their hair and sweep it to the one side.
It becomes
you have
difficult.
No idea who they
and
are.
And change the hair color.
Oh, and change the hair color. So, so the sweeping to one side and their regular hair color, you would still recognize them? Because there's been cases where they haven't changed their hair color.
Sometimes.
Well, and you said, that doesn't look like him at all.
Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes.
I think my favorite was someone just wore a suit and you said he was in a one show in a school uniform.
Okay.
And then another show.
I know who you're talking about.
I know.
And I know who you're talking about.
The same.
I didn't recognize him.
Okay.
Until you told me who it was. And then I said, oh, yeah, I recognize him.
I think my favorite part was like, he must have done something to his hair.
So we can agree that there's a hair. Based on the time. Based on the title alone, what did you think that this show was about?
The law. I didn't understand where the devil came into it.
Yeah.
It honestly almost was like, I don't think I want to watch this show because of the word devil. If I'm being completely honest, I was unsure,
but because I thought it was going to be some kind of horror genre or something like
so
that.
So it
was a bit
it
concerning.
Honestly, I feel like this is a bad name choice.
Yeah, maybe there's another name of it.
There's
drama.
Been times, though, I find that...
Like bad translation.
Yes, like the translating of a show title is like there's some type of nuance in English that we don't have.
Yeah.
So that they just it misses the meaning.
Yeah.
And it comes like... So many shows always call things devil or witch. Like, they do really...
Yeah.
But I don't think that's what it's meant
it is.
To be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like there's maybe a nuance missed. And I don't know, calling this devil judge was not my favorite idea. But what did you think it was going to be? Just about law enforcement.
A bad judge.
Right?
Just a bad judge.
Just a bad judge.
Yeah. I was like, you know, hopefully he's not the actual devil because I don't like horror genres that much.
Yes, I did. So, I do not.
Yeah. But, you know, for the most part, as I started getting into the drama, I really liked it. I thought that it was well acted.
Okay.
Every week I was looking forward to what is going to happen now. What next level of hell is going to happen? his sentencing was the best. Like, his sentencing
honestly,
was
sometimes
like,
I got to the point that I think after the first sentencing, I was like, oh, okay. The second sentencing, I was like, oh no. I started feeling bad.
Like the punishment,
punished them. Sometimes his punishment got extreme. And I'm like, you can't really take it back. Because this is another thing, is the punishment was like done in public.
Yeah.
And the amount of lashes that you were, it was very, it was a tough thing to swallow.
I enjoyed all of his sentencing. I really, that is one thing I must say about this show, is I enjoyed sentencing.
You didn't think any of his sentences were a little
sometimes
bit too
they were extreme.
Extreme,
but you know what? There's a lot of people, and in this world that he lived in, that were getting away with bloody murder,
that
and he
true.
Just wanted to show, you know what? It's about time you get a taste of your own medicine.
But a lot of the time is when he was doing, okay, that certain case, we should go into specifics later, but that certain case
okay.
where he went, I thought he went a little bit too far. It wasn't that it was just
which
his
case
son.
Was that?
It was what was her? Was she the prime minister?
Uh-huh.
Prime minister's
one where he got
or the mayor? She was like not the president, but like
mm-hmm.
I think we want to say the prime minister or secretary of defense. I can't remember her role.
Yeah,
but she was fairly high up. It was one her son. Like I get her son's sentencing. I felt it was a lot. I felt it was more too extreme, and I think. The sentencing of the son had a lot of involvement with the mother's. Like, I feel...
Crimes.
It was like, it was times two what it should be.
Yeah.
Because it was like, he wasn't just getting his sentence, he's also getting his mother's sentence.
Yeah.
So that's why I felt that was was too much. Like, the sentencing, the ones
that he couldn't... Could you remind me of the sentencing again?
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of cases.
Okay, this is the one where he was, I think he had to get lashes?
Oh, he got beaten.
Yeah, in public. And they couldn't actually finish it because he passed out.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he said, oh, okay, get him some treatment. And then we'll do it again.
We'll do the more lashes.
It. And I felt it was like the extra punishment was just to punish his mother as well.
I think he needed beaten, though.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think it needed to last. Like, I feel like beating him until
but
he
you
passed
know what?
Out and then to
but,
continue it again.
But you know what? On the flip side, let me play devil's advocate. On the flip side, his crimes and the things that he did.
I can't remember what they were. I remember the punishment.
It's interesting because in this world, these people were doing the most evilness and mm-hmm. horrible things. And I guess what they were trying to show is that people do such wrong things, and because you have money or influence,
you get away with it.
So in this court setting that he created, he was giving people punishments that were fitting the crime.
I don't think that one fit the crime. I think it was an example.
He needed lashes.
I don't think that number, wasn't the number 100?
I can't remember how many lashes
he got. It was a lot, Auntie Mercy. The number was a lot.
Yeah, but what about his victim?
I can't remember what the victim was. I can't remember what that case, what the victim, what happened with the victim. Was it rape?
Or I don't
abuse?
Know.
Did he just beat up people on the street? Is that the one who beat up people on the street?
He did beat up people.
He just beat up people on the street. Random people who just beat up people on the street. I think that's what his crime was.
Yeah.
I don't think the number of lashes that he got was
See, you were being
correct.
Very sympathetic because he got
also,
hurt.
Also, the electrocution chair one was also wild.
I like the electrocution.
I feel like you drank the juice too.
Which juice?
The juice of
I told you
justice.
I was pressing the button. I was pressing.
Oh,
it
gosh.
Was extreme, but I think it was done on purpose to make people really think
uncomfortable.
About uncomfortable because there are a lot of people who deserve punishment who are getting off on a get out of jail free card.
That's
because
true.
They know somebody or because they have money.
And the
person
hard.
Who is the victim is having to suffer
mm-hmm.
and not getting a fair trial. Not
That's
getting
true.
Their just resorts. Like, no.
Okay.
Yeah. So all of those things were extreme, but I loved it all.
You loved every one of them. And
every
I was
single
like,
one of them.
That was uncomfortable. I think he should deserve a few more.
Like, I think he just needed some more lashes. I agreed with the, oh, take a break and come back. And get more
I agreed with the take
I
a
agreed.
Break.
Oh, let him take a rest. Let him heal up a little bit, but you're going to get your lashes. There is a country, they don't do it anymore, but...
First of all, thank goodness, before you start talking, I know the country is going to be horrible, but thank goodness they don't do it anymore. Continue.
Okay, so in Barbados, I'm going to share this little fact.
Okay.
You know, my very best friend, she's from Barbados, and they had this form of punishment that for certain crimes, they would give you... one of the punishments was called the Cat of Nine Tails, which was basically... a whip that had, you know, some certain
hooks things. On the end of it.
Well, yeah, they had nine tails.
I saw Passion of the Christ. Isn't
oh,
that what they use for Passion of the Christ?
Maybe it's not as
maybe
extreme.
It's not.
Maybe they don't have bolts and stuff in it. But anyways, they had this. If you got stole or something like that, sometimes your sentencing would be 10 lashes, and they would put. 5 lashes when you get into prison, serve your sentence, and then 5 lashes when you're about to leave. So they would stretch it out, but you're getting them 10 lashes to remind you why you're getting in here and not to go out and do it again. And you want to know what? They have one of the lowest crime rates in the Caribbean. They don't do Cat of Nine Tails anymore. They don't do it anymore. Probably they don't do it. But... They have
you
one of the lowest I don't know if they still do it, but they have one of the lowest crime rates in the Caribbean, because who wants to get beaten with a cat of nine tails?
I think there's hooks on the end of it still. Maybe. I gotta look it up. I wanna look up what the cat of nine tails look like.
But now, it's a deterrent. Do you think that fool's gonna be going? He's gonna think twice before it, hopefully, does all that stuff after he got that public meeting.
He scarred that. You know, actually, it wasn't him who scarred it. It was his mom who scarred him more.
Yeah.
Because she allowed it to happen.
She allowed it to happen.
She allowed it to get that far because of her own.
Her own job. She's just like, well, I can't.
Okay, so this one, it looks like, oh, the cat of nine tails doesn't have. Oh, what is it?
It's just a whip, right?
It's a horrible whip. Leather whip? Oh! And it's braided. Each nine, it's braided. It looks like a hair. Oh my gosh.
Let's see. Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jeez. Wow.
My friend would always say, lashes. You get some lashes.
Oh, geez.
Wow. She's like, no, people were too crafty. Like, she's just like, they used to have this thing called burglar bars, which is a little off-topic story. And she's like, criminals would, like, literally, they would put oil on their skin.
And grease themselves.
Grease themselves up. So if you tried to catch them, you couldn't grab hold to them. She's like, they're too evil. They deserve lashes. But I tell you, it's a deterrent. It's a deterrent.
Listen, I remember one time when I was a kid, I got into a fight with my cousin. I can't remember why we were in a fight. It was when we had the unfinished basement.
Yeah.
And we got into a fight, and I don't know where we got chains. We each had chains. Metal chains.
And you whipped each other?
And we were hitting each other with it. But in the moment, because adrenaline,
yeah,
never felt it. And then after, our whole skin just welted up. I can't remember what we were even fighting about.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, I never got into a serious fight after that. But that was horrible. It was a horrible experience.
Yeah.
So I don't think, that's why I'm just like, when I hear people getting whipped, I'm like, I can't take that because I've been whipped with a metal chain and it really hurts.
So now that we've talked about this punishment, what do you feel about the moral issues or what this drama was talking about? What are the themes? Yeah, some of the themes. I spoke about greed is one of them.
Greed.
Immoral behavior and rogue justice, which I'm highly a fan of. The rogue justice.
Rogue justice. Vigilante?
Vigilante.
Scratch that. It's not I like. Uh-huh. Abuse of power is a theme.
Yeah.
Equality. I had fake altruism. So these people were pretending, using a charity to...
That is just evil.
That is very, very evil. Using a charity to fund their own...
Pockets.
That was messed up. Unreliability. Like, I couldn't trust...
They started a plague.
They pretended to start a plague. It wasn't a real plague.
But then afterwards, they gave them a plague.
Oh, yeah. No, that... Oh, yes, you're right. Sick. That was the president did that.
Yes.
He goes, let's make them really sick. Like, no, I feel like everyone else wasn't on board for that. But the president wanted to do that.
To verify that they weren't just
telling lies. Because they got found out that it wasn't a real plague.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he goes, let's give them a real plague. That was messed up.
Yeah.
First of all, it was messed up. You made a fake plague in the first place.
Yeah.
And then you basically spread propaganda about it. So propaganda was another big one.
Yeah.
Because they were pretending that there was this plague so they can fund this fake charity with the head. Horrible. I don't even know who the head of this, who this company was, where this lady found it. But yeah, that was, it was really messed up. So many things
are going on.
Okay, this is one thing I have to say to you. Yeah. We love this drama. But was there anything that you thought did not work well? I do have one, but I want to hear.
That didn't work well?
Did not work well.
I didn't really care for the other two lawyers. I didn't find them interesting at all.
You're so on brand for that. That's your own brand for you.
I didn't find them. I could have, like, shortened their storylines or just got rid of them.
I didn't think they had enough, their storylines were long enough to irritate anyone.
They were long enough to irritate me It's just like, I'm not that interested in
Wow. In okay, I didn't even think they had enough of a storyline to warrant me saying, you can cut that out. One thing that really, truly I felt didn't work for me was the Kim Gang-ong, the looking like his brother, and then to find out that it was his older brother, but in the flashbacks, he looked the exact same, and all they did was add glasses, and was like, he was calling him Hyung, and I was like,
this is when it's just like,
pardon me?
This is when I go back to my cardinal rule, the lowest common denominator, just pay somebody $150 and get another actor. That's $150.
But the whole concept was
$600.
No, but the whole idea was he's supposed to look like his brother, which made
I understand. Spend a little bit of money on makeup, find somebody who looks like him.
We literally see them as children. The age gap between the two, you should never have caught up. Like, if you wanted to make that younger one. This is like
the CGI cat for you.
It made no sense at all. Like, I don't want to condone adding old makeup to him, but you could have just used a younger actor for him in the past. But I don't know why they did it. I don't know. And you know what? It made sense why they weren't showing his face as often.
Yeah, because they realized this is stupid. This is not right.
We should have hired some. But they go, well, how are we going to do this? But we still need him to know he looks just like him, which makes him so unnerved when he sees him. I don't know why. I mean, this is their solution. It wasn't a good solution in my mind.
Could have been done better.
It was a laughable solution. And when he was on the scene, it really took me out. Especially when I found out it was his older brother.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that they made the age gap close. It was a huge age gap.
Yeah, it's just weird.
It was a bad choice.
It was a bad choice.
But
it was a bad choice.
So that's the one thing I think I didn't like. Like, what a lot of people mentioned with the cinematography, it was really great. How they made it dark and grimy. It reminded me of what they do with Gotham City for Batman.
Or Peaky Blinders.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was grimy. It was dark. Peaky Blinders is a good example of that too. But that darkness. Actually, a lot of the times, UK dramas have this kind of grime look to it. Especially because all the cop dramas. Like Luther. It does have that like filter, this darker filter. I don't know if it's supposed to this show like, I don't know, grime and dirt or
it gives a tone.
It gives like this immoral tone or look to it.
Yeah.
So I thought that was it was really, really well done. I enjoyed the soundtrack as well too.
Really, really good.
Yeah, so a lot worked. It really did this was a great, great drama.
Great, great drama.
And great drama. I don't know, I guess we're going into part two, so let's. Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter and Instagram at D2BConcerto or visit our website at www.d2bconcerto.com.